A culvert failure at Bryceland Thorn Road has been declared a local emergency, and Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors has been told that a detour route will be ready for use by November 20th. The status of the situation was updated at the November 12th Supervisors meeting. Thousands of Southern Humboldt residents use Bryceland Thorn Road, and a culvert failure at mile marker 11.2, which is in the John B. DeWitt Redwood State Park, was first declared an emergency last week by Sheriff Billy Hansel. An alternate route, Old Bryceland Road, is being prepared. The one-lane detour road is unpaved. County Public Works crews have been doing what a written staff report describes as, quote, extensive maintenance and repair to get it ready for use. Public Works Director Tom Mattson updated supervisors on the timing of the detour opening and culvert replacement.
We have been working on Old Bryceland Road as the alternative since the declaration. It is getting close to being ready to be open. We are still targeting about November 20th. Once we are ready, then we will work with state parks to immediately begin construction of hopefully replacing the culvert. I did condense down the walkthrough of the culvert to a two-minute short video so people can really see what is going on inside underneath the road and how bad it is and why we are doing this. We are looking again at all alternatives, including possible other bypasses for emergency services, but this is a very fluid and fast-moving project because it is within the state park. They have asked for the county's help, and we are working on an interagency agreement. In fact, we've already done the plans for the project as well as a survey and did the camera video, and we're getting ready to hire a contractor to work with their maintenance forces to get this done. We are fighting the weather. It is coming, and it is coming quick. And there's about 3,500 cubic yards of material that needs to come out and go back in after the culvert, and the culvert is 38 feet deep.
The state park system is responsible for the culvert work, but the county will pay an estimated $400,000 from its road maintenance fund for the upgrades of Old Bryceland Road. Included in the cost is employment of flagging and pilot car staff. Travel on Old Bryceland Road will be interrupted as pilot cars alternately guide lines of vehicles. Answering a question from Supervisor Estelle Fennell, Hansel said emergency services will be affected.
The unfortunate part about the detour is we're talking with the public works staff, and there is no immediate workaround. We're going to have to take the bypass like everyone else. Yeah. We don't have resources staged on the other side. And so priority will be given to law enforcement and first responders. And so we will get right through onto the bypass. But this is going to be something that will affect public safety in general. And we'll do our best to communicate with the workers that are there repairing the roadway. And we can pass by the construction scene. We will do that. But when the road is completely shut down, we will have to take that bypass.
Mattson and Fennell talked about what travelers can expect when they use the detour.
It is going to impact several thousand people a day. We are going to have 24/7 pilot car control traffic on Old Bryceland Road because significant parts of it are one lane. We will be running traffic both ways because there are places to pull off and let the other line through. But right now we're letting people know you can probably expect about 40-minute delays. So that is our situation. Thank you.
So if I might, Director Mattson, one of the issues had been that the Old Bryceland Road was really a difficult one to get across, a dirt road, and you've done a tremendous amount of work on it at this point. So I think people should be aware that it will be a lot safer than they think to get across there, but they'll just have to follow the pilot car.
Yes, we've been grading and paving for basically since we found out about this in the beginning of November that we would need to go to a closure for state parks to replace that culvert.
Asked by Fennell on how people will be noticed of the closure of Bryceland Thorn Road, Mattson said, quote, "We've been telling everybody from the get-go that November 20th is our target date, and that is still our target date. If that changes, I will let you know as soon as possible." At Board Chair Rex Bone's suggestion, Mattson said signboards can be placed in the area of the filled culvert displaying the latest information on when the closure will begin. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.